From Southeast Athletics, I'm Nate Savarino, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. Caitlin Shea of the cross-country team is off to a strong start in the 2017 season. The junior took home first-place finishes in back-to-back weeks at the Walt Crawford Open and the Forest Park Cross-Country Festival. At the Forest Park Festival, Shea beat out the second-place finisher by over 20 seconds, finishing with a time of 18:24. The week before at the Walt Crawford Open, she finished with a time of 17:48, which marked her first ever win in a 5K cross-country race in her college career. Head cross-country coach Ryan Lane has been pleased with how Shea has looked to start this season, saying that she's put in a lot of work to get to this next level, and when she gets in every race, she's got a killer instinct. The women's cross-country team was predicted in the preseason poll to finish second place in the Ohio Valley Conference. Although both the men and women finished in second place at the Forest Park meet, Coach Lane has been pleased with how the teams have been racing so far this season, with a focus on running together as a team. While neither team finished as highly as they would have had they raced all out, Lane said, it was a good opportunity to finish off the preseason and be ready to go at Louisville. The Southeast cross-country teams have had a couple weeks off from racing, and they will compete again next Saturday, September 30th, at the Louisville Classic. Meanwhile, the Red Hawks volleyball team returns home to Hauk Fieldhouse this weekend. The Red Hawks have begun OVC play and will host Jacksonville State tomorrow at 2 p.m. Follow Red Hawk Athletics on Twitter at GoSoutheast. I'm Nate Savarino, and for more insight on Southeast Athletics, visit krcu.org.